Family Hero Dad by Kathy from Brantford. From about the age of 10 and through my teen years, I really thought my dad liked to get up early on Sunday mornings and muck out horse stalls. I'd get to the barn a little earlier than him to gather the wheelbarrows, pitchforks, shovels, and let some horses out into their paddocks so I'd have some empty stalls to get started on. The list of stalls of 15 or so to do those mornings would have been a lot more daunting if Dad didn't show up with coffee in one hand for him and hot chocolate for me, and a box of Dunkin' Donut Munchkins in the other hand about an hour into the process. He'd stay until the last of the new bedding was in the last stall and the barn aisles swept. Sometimes he'd stay to watch me ride. Other times he'd come talk to my horse, Joey, and then head home to do yard work or office work. I didn't think much of it at the time. But the real reason is now obvious. He didn't come muck stalls with me because he liked to shovel horse manure or because he had nothing else to do. He did it to spend time with me and to support the biggest passion of my life, horses. In that small snapshot of one moment with Dad, his willingness to do anything for his kids and to be close to them shines clear, as it does in every photo in the virtual photo album stored in my mind. Flipping through rolls and rolls of photos I've cataloged, I laugh at some, tear up at others, blush and feel comforted by yet others. But in all of them, I know that the backdrop of each moment is love. Some of our early jobs with Dad included weeding the driveway, picking up sticks before mowing the lawn, raking leaves. While my brother and I both had our own tactics for trying to skip out by taking lots of breaks or showing up late, Dad would stay out there through the whole process. And even though my parents divorced, Dad moved out of the house, he was still involved in our daily lives and never abandoned his title, Taskmaster. I know it wasn't easy on him to not see us every day, and in those times when he wasn't around, he'd wondered what he was missing. Dad just wanted to get the richest picture of our lives that he could. Thus, the questions and clarifications just kept coming no matter how hard you tried to avoid them or how exasperated you got in addition to his teachings of standing our ground, working hard. He also passed on this desire to get every single detail to a situation, even if we need to repeat everything we hear. I'm sure I have a line of friends who'd really like to thank him for that and recount a time when they were just as exasperated as I was as a teenager, yet getting those details has also benefited me in many more ways than it's ever frustrated others, from writing articles to recounting the vet's diagnosis of the family dog. In part, getting it right about details is about details, but moreover, it's about keeping integrity and caring enough to get the details right. I remember when I was about 8 years old and my dad took us on a walk through my grandparents' 26 acres in Maryland through rows of corn, fields, woods to show us a tiny three-room shack. The windows must have been long broken out of their frames. There was nothing much in the house that I can remember except maybe a partially hung piece of cloth draping from the window and a shelf or two on the walls. When he told us that this was the house he was born in and lived in for a bit of time before the family moved to their current house, I was shocked. How could we have ended up in our comfortable, clean, three-bedroom colonial in Connecticut when he was born into what reminded me of the abandoned chicken coop in the lot next to our house? A lot of the answer to that question lay in hard work and my dad's intelligence. Dad won a scholarship to Swarthmore College and worked his way through school. He played football until his knees wouldn't let him play anymore, and then he stayed in the game by becoming the team's trainer, wrapping up injuries before, during, and after practice games. He really wanted to be a doctor, but when it came time to go to medical school, he couldn't come up with the money, and his pride prevented him from allowing a willing sponsor to pay for his tuition. Instead, Dad found other ways to stay involved in medicine. He worked at companies that developed medical devices, signed up to be a volunteer EMT for a period of time, and all the while, he was the go-to source for a lot of medical questions and even injuries. From his interest in medicine and his days as a striving student, Dad also taught a lesson that he didn't learn the first time. If someone presents you with an opportunity to achieve a lifelong dream, take it. Don't let your pride get in the way of that. Hard work, integrity, intelligence can get you a long way, but sometimes we need a little help, and that's okay. It's also okay and important to give yourself a break, have a little fun. He pointed these out to me a lot, and these are the lessons he didn't learn when he was my age. He didn't want me to miss a moment of all the moments life has and had to offer. I think he saw a lot of himself in me, especially when it came to school and work. He never asked me if I had a quote-unquote guy in my life, when I was going to get married and have children. He simply would ask if I was happy, had I met anyone special in my life. He made sure that I knew he supported all gay rights and would try to sway my conservative-leaning brother to see marriage as something for any couple. His instincts were very good, and at some point I knew he knew. I knew he loved me no matter who I loved. I knew I was safe. And it was safe to let him in, and others too. He did what every parent at their root wants to. Love their children, keep them safe, and help them feel loved and quiet their fears. I'm especially grateful to my dad's strength and determination and his streak of stubbornness, which I've undoubtedly inherited. I wonder if I would ever have come to feel so safe sharing with my family, if not for our conversations in my adult life, which may have never taken place, if he did not take on cancer with every bit of the strength, determination, and stubbornness he had. Just after I graduated college, Dad was diagnosed with lung cancer. He never told us until after treatments that he had less than a 20% chance of surviving. In part, he was protecting us, but he was also determined to beat the cancer, refused to look at anything except for landing in that 20% group of cancer survivors. He simply said, quote, "I'm going to be in that group," and that was that. Just like he taught us when he coached my youth rec soccer team, when you come to play, you might as well come to win. He expected nothing less from us than our absolute best kicks, throw-ins, and goal saves, and he expected nothing less than the best, most aggressive treatments from his doctors, and was bound and determined to do everything just a little bit better than the last patient. To my dad's oncologist, he is her miracle patient. To me, my dad is my hero.